2017 Carroll High School commencement ceremony. I extend a special welcome and thanks to the parents and relatives of each of the graduates. I acknowledge special pride parents and grandparents feel today. This day is also important to other family members in so many ways. This is the most important event of our entire school year. We have many significant recognitions during the school year, and all is a progression to this day. It is the district's payoff for millions of hours of work by students and adults in Carroll over many years to help students acquire the knowledge and skills to advance to the next grade and to graduate well-prepared for the future. And graduates, it's certainly your payoff. This is your unofficial opening to the doors to all that America promises to each of us. Graduates, today is your moment, your victory, your great achievement. It is a peak to your years of formal schooling, your payoff for all that you work for, and overcoming all of the challenges you faced. And I hope each of the graduates will take time to express to parents and grandparents and other family members your gratitude that you feel for the support they have given you. I want to take this opportunity to thank everyone who has had significant impact on our graduates. At this time, it's my pleasure to introduce to you Carroll High School Band Director, Ms. Jennifer Keys, and the Carroll High School Band. Would you please rise for the playing of the National Anthem? Seated and remain seated during the processional. Thank you.
I welcome you, parents, family, staff, and students, to the graduation ceremony for the Carroll High School graduating class of 2017. A special thank you to everyone who has made this journey possible. Commencement is defined as a beginning or a start. Although it is the beginning for each and every one of our next chapters in life, it is also the end of our journey as students of the Carroll Community School District. We spent the last 12 years walking the same hallways and attending the same classes. After we walk out the doors today, all of that will be left right here. We will be departing from the teachers, staff, and fellow students that we have formed bonds with over the course of our educational careers. Next year, we will start over, forming new bonds and building relationships with new people we encounter in our next step in life. Everyone will be living in a world of their own. From the moment we walked through the doors at Carroll High School and sat in the auditorium listening to seniors give us advice about high school, we were told to get involved. Whether it be sports, speech, or drama, get involved. Now that we have all had the opportunity to be involved in the activities CHS has offered, it is time for us to take this piece of advice with us into the future. I urge each and every one of you to go out and get involved. Join a committee, volunteer, take up a new hobby, but most importantly, do what makes you happy. It is our time to get out and take advantage of each and every opportunity we are presented with. Because, as our class motto reads, sometimes you will never know the value of a moment until it becomes a memory. Class of 2017, it has been a pleasure to count down the final days as CHS students with you. Here we are, completing the last step in our K-12 educational career. Welcome to the Class of 2017 graduation ceremony. Thank you.
Thank you, Ashley, and welcome to the graduation ceremony for the class of 2017. At this time, I would like to honor our top 10 students from the class of 2017. As I call your name, please come forward. Spencer Armstrong, son of Michelle Glick. Ashley Feld, daughter of Brad and Angie Feld. Nathan Haberl, son of Doug and Joyce Haberl. Alexander Janning, son of Scott and Cindy Janning. Austin Jeske, son of Corey and Jen Jeske. Son of Rob and Lori Moore. Ashton Perrin, daughter of Chuck and Kelly Perrin. William Pudence, son of Tom and Diane Pudence. Noah Schulte, son of Peter and Ann Schulte. And Jamie Storr, daughter of Julie Storr. Ladies and gentlemen, the top 10 from the class of 2017. Okay. We will now honor our salutatorian and our valedictorian. First, our salutatorian. This young lady has completed her 4 years at Carroll High School with a cumulative grade point average of 3.993. She has been active in volleyball, basketball, choir, show choir, kins, mentoring, Student Senate. She's acted as Student Senate Vice President, a member of the National Honor Society. She's a recipient of a Booster Club Scholarship, the Carroll Education Association Scholarship, and the Hagen Scholarship. She's been a volunteer for Relay for Life and for Booster Club concession stands. She will be attending the Iowa State University in the fall and majoring in kinesiology, on track for becoming a physical therapist. Our salutatorian for the class of 2017 is Jamie Storr. Now for our valedictorian. This young man has completed his 4 years at Carroll High School with a cumulative grade point average of 4.0. He has been active in History Day, National Honor Society, a tech intern, football concession stands, church, parish events. He has received the Iowa State President's Award for Competitive Excellence and the Iowa State Cardinal Leadership Scholarship Award. He was chosen as the KCAU 9 TV Best of the Class Award. He will be attending Iowa State University and majoring in aerospace engineering. Our valedictorian is William Pudence.
Welcome, everyone. I would like to start by saying thank you to everyone that is here today. It means a tremendous amount to all of the graduating class for being here. But I know that oftentimes these ceremonies can be long and seem to drag on, and in reality, we all just want to get out of here and get our diplomas and leave. So I'm going to keep this short and sweet. Like most of us would have done, I waited way too long to write this speech. And while I could stand up here and give you advice for the future, I'm not going to. Along with the rest of you sitting here in front of me, I am young and dumb. I have no clue what the answers are to life, but I'm excited to move on to the next chapter and figure some of those answers out. And you should be too. But first, we have a lot of people to thank for getting us this far. And that is what I would like to address in my speech today. On behalf of myself and the whole graduating class of 2017, I would like to thank everyone who has influenced us to be sitting here today. High school graduation is one event in our lives that should always hold a place in our memories. So I would first like to thank our parents. I know I can't even look at my mom right now, due to the fact that she is probably crying because of how proud she is of me, along with many of the other parents sitting here today. You've raised us into the young men and women we are today, from changing our poopy diapers to dealing with our mental breakdowns when we had 3 tests and 1 project all in one day. We give you way more attitude than we ever should, well, at least I know I do, but we love you more than anyone else in the whole world. You deserve more credit than you will ever receive for getting us here. I would also like to thank everyone in the Carroll Community School District. From our amazing administrators and school board who set the foundation, to our secretaries who keep us all in line. You work hard every day to further our education and deserve some of the credit also. Besides, we wouldn't be getting our diplomas today without them. But there are many important people at Carroll High School who don't get the recognition they deserve. First, our lunch ladies. Every day they come to work with smiles on their faces, and I can tell you that by lunchtime, when everyone is hungry, they're not always getting smiles back. I want to make sure they know we appreciate them always keeping us well fed, even when we are hangry. For that, they deserve a big thank you. And second, our custodians. They pick up after our messes we make every day. They're here during the day and they're here during the night. And while Carroll High School has kept a fairly clean school, we can all think of a time that we saw a wrapper on the ground and we didn't pick it up and just assumed they would do it for us. So janitors, here's our thank you to you. And finally, we have our teachers. Oh boy, how do I even describe all the teachers of Carroll High School in one speech? One of the reasons I'm most grateful to be graduating from Carroll High School is that we have the best teachers and counselors in the whole world. Some of the teachers we have had along the way are still here teaching us until our very last day, and some of them are not. Regardless, they've all made an impact on our education. From Mr. Tegas' sarcasm and life questions that think us keeping, to Mr. Pock's gavel that he pounds on his podium when he wants to stress how important an idea is. And no one can forget walking into Spanish class on the first day and not knowing what to do when Senor speaking only Spanish and none of us can understand her. And while we may want to forget it, none of us can forget the problem solution projects that Mrs. Bass makes us do to help us teach how to give back. And finally, my personal favorite, walking into Mr. McCartan's office and him showing me his chewed up food for whatever reason he decides that's important. I could go on forever about every teacher in Carroll High School who's made an impact on me. But I want to keep this speech short and sweet. The truth is, every teacher at Carroll High School has gone above and beyond to do their job. And for that, I give my biggest thank you. Now it is time to wrap this speech up. Lastly, I would like to wish everyone in the class of 2017 the best of luck. I have known most of you for a large part of my life, and I have no doubt that every one of you is capable of doing great things. So go out there and do them, and don't let anything get in your way. Thank you.
Over the past many years, you haven't heard much from me. On the other hand, I've heard quite a lot from all of you, and I listened. In fact, I've learned a little too much about some of us, but fortunately for you, I won't be sharing any of that information today. Instead, I decided that I would share with all of you something of more importance, a lesson in morality, in hopes that someday you can help make the world a better place. There's nothing more rewarding than to do what is morally good in our own eyes. Pursuing a wholesome lifestyle in which you do anything you can to make the world better can result in much happiness and success. Take Mother Teresa, the woman who has done so much for the world. Her example is shown in the Kent Keith poem entitled Anyway. People are illogical, unreasonable, and self-centered. Love them anyway. If you do good, people will accuse you of selfish, ulterior motives. Do good anyway. If you are successful, you win false friends and true enemies. Succeed anyway. The good you do today will be forgotten tomorrow. Do good anyway. Honesty and frankness will make you vulnerable. Be honest and frank anyway. The biggest men and women with the biggest ideas can be shot down by the smallest men and women with the smallest minds. Think big anyway. People favor underdogs but follow only the top dogs. Fight for a few underdogs anyway. What you spend years building may be destroyed overnight. Build anyway. People really need help may attack you if you do help them. Help people anyway. Give the world the best you have and you'll get kicked in the teeth. Give the world the best you have anyway. I find a lot of meaning in this poem, and so I thought you all should hear it as well before you continue onward to your future, whether that be the workforce, the military, a trade school, a college or a university. No matter where you go, I ask that you allow the meaning of this poem to go with you. That is, to do what is right no matter what. Allow me to explain. Sometimes people can be really difficult, which makes love them anyway a similarly difficult task. We've all had disagreements and altercations with our teachers, our families, our friends. It happens. However, who is the bigger person? The one who treats these people poorly or the one who cares for them? Be the latter and love them anyway. Good deeds will always be cherished by somebody. Take all those times we helped out on Service Learning Day. The people we served truly appreciated our efforts, and we should be proud of that. As long as you know why you are doing good deeds and that you know you are helping someone for the better, that is all that matters in the end. It does not matter what others believe your motives are, so do good anyway. Success can turn good people against you, friends and family. Maybe you got accepted into a good school. Maybe you received a good grade on a test that no one else did good on. People can turn against you quickly for such trivial reasons. So it's truly disheartening when someone is not happy for you when you have been happy with them. But do not let this slow your endeavors. You need to be satisfied with your progress in life, so succeed anyway. Don't expect constant recognition of the good you have done. People will forget, and that's just the way it goes. But that doesn't mean you shouldn't do good things. Take Senora Lee, for example, quite possibly the nicest person I have ever had the pleasure of knowing. Where would our world be without good people like her? Certainly much worse. There will always be somebody who remembers the good you have done, so do good anyway. Telling the truth can hurt sometimes, but it's what makes you a good, reliable person. Mr. Tigges is perhaps the best example here. He was very plain-spoken, and he always told you what he truthfully believed, most times without much of a filter. But that's why we will remember him, because he always told the truth. Lying will dig you into a deeper hole, as we have all probably been told at one point or another. So don't do this. It's not worth it. So be honest and frank anyway. All of us here have the potential to do something huge in our lives because of the great education we have received here at Carroll. Always go for the gold. However, some of us might not see ourselves as achieving something big for whatever reason. But did Bill Gates ever dream he was going to run some company called Microsoft? Perhaps not. To that, I suggest we all find some form of motivation and think big anyway, because thinking small has never pushed anyone to the top. The top dogs haven't always maintained that status. However, underdogs always have the potential for improvement and have the potential to do great things. As some of us know, Albert Einstein was a dropout, a seeming underdog, but with a knack for mathematics. And he still managed to make huge breakthroughs in the fields of physics. With the potential that an underdog can have in mind, I implore you to help them out and fight for a few underdogs anyway. Everything you've worked so hard for can disappear in an instant, anywhere from your jobs to relationships. Someday you might get laid off or break up with somebody or lose a bunch of money, but that doesn't mean it's not worth the effort to rebuild or that you should give up on it. It means that you should keep moving on and build anyway. Failures are only lessons that we have to learn, so welcome them. Not everybody acts like they need help, or they might refuse it out of pride. The truth is, everybody needs help in this world, in some form or another. So offer it as often as you can. And who knows, maybe someday they'll return the favor. So accept any help that is offered to you. Certainly, the teachers throughout this district have helped you reach this far in your educational career. So it is time to go forth and follow their example. Helping others, either in a big way or a small way, is one of the greater actions in life. So help people anyway. Finally, our school board, our teachers, our families, and our parents have given the best of everything they have to us so that we may give everything we have back to the world, which is the ultimate goal of education. And we appreciate very much everything this district had to give us. Hopefully, we will be able to take what you have given us and apply it. We have all worked so hard for these diplomas, so don't let it all be in vain. Instead, give the world the best you have anyway. Act your best and be your best throughout your future. Love, do good, succeed, do good again, be honest, think big, fight for underdogs, build, and give everything you have anyway, no matter the circumstance. These are all words to live by, and they will lead you to success and happiness. How do I know? It's a rather logical chain of events. Good people do good things, and good things make the world a better place. And a better and therefore happier world is a success all in itself. You all have so much potential here, so go out, do whatever it is you want to do, and be a good person anyway. Thank you and congratulations to the class 2017. Good luck.
Thank you, valedictorian, salutatorian of the class of 2017. One more round of applause. Thank you. In September of this school year, students on the graduation committee discussed who would be the perfect speaker for their graduation. I personally feel like they made the perfect choice. This teacher is a highly regarded member of the Carroll High School faculty and truly puts her heart into her teaching. She started in her career working at the Boys and Girls Home Day Treatment in 1999 and stayed there for 1 year. Following that, Ms. Mace came to Carroll High School and has served here for 16 years as one of our English teachers. Ms. Mace and her husband, James Friel, have been married for 16 years and have 3 children, Grace, who is 15, Jack, 11, and Sam, who is 8. Perhaps one of the most significant impacts that Ms. Mace has had in regard to her time at Carroll High School are the problem solution projects that have now become part of the mark for our district's civic literacy goal. This project adds rigor and value beyond school while supporting the English standards and the ever-important community partnerships. Problem solution projects took a real world application in 2010. There have been a number of projects that are powerful, that impact truly is far reaching, and it has shown what a strong project this has become. It has had such a huge impact community wide. The winning project year one was starting visits to Regency Park. This has become a part of the sophomore English 10 class culture. Students through the years have contributed to the Carroll Animal Rescue League building, artwork for the oncology department at St. Anthony Regional Hospital, raising funds to purchase Kindle Fires for each chemo chair at the hospital, our annual service day, annual glow runs with our student senate, artwork at the local daycare center, contributions to New Hope Village, Blanks Children's Hospital, local veterans, our food pantry, local firefighters, the Bill Evans Fund, the Dreams Made True pageant, local toy drives, and the list goes on. Walk into CHS and you can physically see the impact of this project with the color and art added to our building out in our commons area. That project was done by a group of this class's seniors. They truly left their mark. To further illustrate the impact that Ms. Bass has had on the students of Carroll High School, I took it upon myself to get some comments from a Carroll High School alumni, from a senior from this class, and from a junior who have all had Ms. Bass as a teacher, and here is what they had to say. Ms. Bass was one of the best teachers I had while at Carroll High School. She also became a mentor and a role model to me, along with so many other students. She pushed me to succeed and cared about my education, but also cared about me growing as an individual. Ms. Bass made learning fun. She taught me that learning can happen in a relaxed environment. And finally, the amount of energy she had from the time I walked through her classroom door made me excited to learn. Through our problem solution projects, we were required to think out of the box. Through our speech unit, it is Ms. Bass who helped me to come out of my shell and also excel in FFA competitions. Next year, as Ms. Bass transitions to her new role as instructional coach, her experience with community connections, for one thing, will allow her to support all areas of Carroll High School in order to emphasize the value beyond school. At this time, it is my pleasure to introduce our speaker for today's commencement, Ms. Becky Bass.
Thank you, Mrs. McKenzie. Okay, graduates, you have made it. Look how far you have come. You are here and you want me to keep moving, like Jamie said earlier. Okay, so for some of you, this moment came really, really fast. And for others, it seems like it took way too long to get here. But regardless, you made it. 13 years of education led to this moment right now. But stop and think about where the world was when you started off on your journey, way back in kindergarten. George Bush won the presidency over John Kerry. The Iraq War was waging on and Saddam Hussein made his first court appearance. The 28th Summer Olympics were held in Athens, Greece. Scientists made a very large discovery. Water was found on Mars. Mark Zuckerberg launched what was called the Facebook, which obviously has taken a few turns. Your top grossing movie was Shrek 2. Kanye West was just starting out, and Diary of a Wimpy Kid was one of the top books published. Obviously, there have been a lot of changes in the last 13 years. Society, technology, job trends, politics, music trends. Heck, Netflix is really its own category. But there is a key component to life that has not changed, and it's finding the key to success. Real success has never really changed, but the way the world views success has. A couple of years ago, I had a senior who was writing a profile paper for DMAT comp class, and that student stopped in to ask me a question during one of my English 10 classes. A student in my classroom looked at me with absolutely no malice and said, "No offense, Ms. Bass, but why would they ask you for a profile on your life? I mean, you're just a teacher." Truly, I took no offense, but it did have a lasting effect on me. If I were to gauge my life on society's version of success, I am a complete failure. I will never make a six-figure salary. I will never be asked to serve on a board of directors. I am in no way famous for my work. There will be no buildings named after me. I am not well-traveled. I will not climb the corporate ladder. I am, essentially, just a teacher. But then I thought about this a little bit more. And if I base society's definition to the people that I view as my greatest influences, they are all failures. And I would not be who I am today without them. Take my grandmother, Margaret Gross. She lived a simple, impoverished life in Maple River, Iowa. She had 11 children and countless grandchildren. She worked on a farm, and she raised her children. By the time that I was way back starting school in kindergarten, she had moved to town and was well into her 70s. She suffered from diabetes, among other health problems, and had extraordinary pain when she walked. But it never stopped her. On my days with her, she played games with me. She made the art projects from the TV show Betty Lou and the Magic Window, which none of you know about, but the parents in the audience do. I loved her for it. It was simple. Now, in the good old days, kindergarten was just half days. So my only obligation was to hang out with Grandma and then walk the one block from Grandma's house to the neighborhood mailbox, because in the good old days, they had those too. I had to walk to the corner of Quint Avenue and 18th Street here in Carroll, one block. My mom practiced with me and asked me numerous times if I could do this very, very simple process. And believe it or not, once upon a time, I was a quiet, scared little kid. I headed out the first time, I made it a few houses down, and then I got really scared and I headed right back to Grandma. She talked me through it, I headed back out. The next time, I made it halfway before I burst into tears. By the time I'm back to Grandma's house, I am a mess. Grandma Margaret picks herself up with no regard for her own well-being, and with a smile walks me down her front steps, slow but strong. And she walks me all the way to the bus stop, and she waits with me until that bus comes. I was too young and too scared to worry about her getting back home. All I knew was that in this moment, I was loved and I was safe. I was lucky to have her. In that simple moment, she taught me a couple of really important lessons. That in this life, you put others' needs before your own, and sacrifice is essential sometimes to do what's right. And then I realized that I had a lot of people in my life who were my people. The people who noticed my fears, who protected me, who guided me, who showed me right from wrong. Each one of us has those people. Sometimes friends, family, or both. So take a minute right now. Look up in the audience, turn around if you have to, give away mom, dad, grandma, this might be a good photo op. Find your people. Take a second, find them right now, because they're the ones cheering you on in this moment. See, that was a great photo moment. These people sitting here right now for you are excited for you. Depending upon how your morning went, maybe frustrated with you, who love you, who remember your first day of kindergarten like it was yesterday, who can't believe where the years went, who want you to go and create your life, but at the same time inside, they're already missing you like crazy, and they're nervous for you to set off on your own. They are who formed you as a person. Now, go back to society's definition of success. Does it fit them? I challenge each and every one of you to redefine success for your generation. Success is being great at whatever your passion is and doing good things for other people. Be a great plumber who reduces his or her fee when a person is struggling to pay their bills. Be a great investment banker who shows a single mom how she can make ends meet. Be a great elementary school janitor who helps a child when they get lost in the building. Be a great cashier who offers to help a frustrated customer carry their bags. Be a great lawyer who fights for justice. Just be great at whatever your passion is. Work hard and be kind. That is the secret to happiness and success. It is not complicated, but just know that it probably won't get recognized often. But I promise you, you will live a full life. Give back in every way that you can and stop keeping score. Use all of your talents to the best of your ability. And please know that each one of you sitting here today has a greater purpose than you ever imagined. There is a reason why you are here and your life has purpose and meaning. It's really just about redefining success. It was centuries ago when Benjamin Franklin was quite clear on this topic when he said, "The noblest question in the world is what good may I do in it?" Now, although I mentioned that it may not always be noticed, the good news is Every once in a while, someone reminds you of why you do what you do. They will remind you of why you work so hard and care so much. One of you graduates sitting here today recently wrote some very kind words and told me that when you were struggling, I was the one cheering you on. I think I speak for myself and every teacher and administrator in this building. We know we are not perfect, but we do work very hard and we care a lot. So when society says that my life is not a success, I simply look at all of you and know that society is wrong. You all graciously honored me today by asking me to share this day with you. I will consider that a life well lived. Now, my advice is quite simple, and it truly is only validated by my experiences. So take it as you will. Because, you know, I am just a teacher, happily and humbly. Congratulations, class of 2017. I am so thankful that you shared this part of your journey with me.
Thank you so much, Ms. Bass. At this time, I would like for the senior choir members to please come forward.
Thank you.
A special thank you to the senior choir members. Obviously, we will miss you very much. And thank you also to Miles Millard, their accompanist. Thank you. Ms. Jennifer Munson, Carroll Community School District Board President, it is my pleasure to present to you the graduation class of 2017. These students have successfully completed the requirements as established by the State of Iowa and the Carroll Community School District. They have been approved and recommended by the faculty and staff and are ready to receive their diplomas at this time. As your name is called, students, please come forward to receive your diplomas. Matthew Dale Adams. Spencer Michael Armstrong. Corey Robert Bald. Kyle David Bomover. Benjamin Randall Becker. Meredith Marie Bieber. Cooper Robert Behrens. Brooklyn Michaela Bender. Dylan Jerry Betts. Shyla Ray Betcher. Dante Terrell Brown. Jared Alfred Cheney. Taylor Marie Crawford. Samantha Lynn Cruz. Selena Catherine Daniel. Megan Ray Dysbeck. Michael Diaz. Elijah Emmanuel Dirks. James Michael Downey. Devin Gregory Dunn. Joseph McCullough Everly. Kyle Lee Embry. Krista Nicole Enlow. Sydney Elizabeth Evans. Ashley Lynn Photo. Ashley Lynn Feld. Alexis Marie Fisher. Reese Alec Fitzpatrick. Carly Christine Gladden. Jacob Henry Grody. Nathan Lee Habra. Sydney Joe Halber. Troy Joseph Halber. Seb Hamilton. Marissa Ray Hobrick. Maya Josephine Hawkap. Riley Jacob Hewen. Akila Bruchet Hill. Michael John Holcomb. Carly Jo Hodges Earlbeck. Alexander James Janning. Soren Peter Jensen. Austin John Jeske. Carly K. Jones. Journey Kristen Kayeski. Michael Edward King. Cheyenne Starr Koopman. Nathan Paul Kotz. Lauren Elizabeth Cavarna. Amber Lee Kruzenshiner. Madison Taylor Lawler. Austin Michael Lowe. Kaylee Marie Lowe. Tyler Kenneth Lowe. Amanda Stacy Masaliegos Lopez. Catherine Ann McCartan. Andrew James McDaniel. Robert J. McKenzie. Casey Lynn Miners. Dylan Allen Millerman. Colby Christopher Malinsky. Chantel K. Moore. Cole Robert Moore. Aqual Atem Nyack. Abby Rebecca Olberding. Blake John Olberding. Kobe Michael Paulson. Ashton Lee Perrin. Danielle Whitney Peterson Schulte. Matthew Alexander Promis. Zachary Robert Promis. William John Prudence. Peyton Drake Raymond. Sydney Ann Renning. Molly Ann Rizelman. Tyler James Rogers. Dayton Leroy Ross. Hannah Marie Roeder. Jacob Anthony Sander. Austin Keith Shirk. Kalina K. Shanefeld. Brennan Joel Schulte. Noah John Schulte. Ashley K. Shoesmith. Trey Allen Shoesmith. Olivia Josephine Sipker. Donovan Jamond Sims. Catherine Noelle Smith. Kyler J. Smits.
Hey, Kyle, love you.
Devin Starr Spencer. Nathan Douglas Spohr. Emily Elizabeth St. Peter. Molly Ray Steyert. Madison Michelle Stembo. Jamie Aaron Stewart. Natasha Lois Stern.
Sarah Kirsten Sweeney. Jeffrey Stewart Tate. Rebecca Kathleen Tice. Asia Lynn Elizabeth Tigas. Jaime Fernando Tovar Diaz. William Joseph Trecker. Tyler Allen Trent. Carlos Raimundo Valle. Jagger Paul Vanderheiden. Arietta Ballou. Zachary Charles Walsh. JC Madeline Williams. Victoria Ann Zigman.
Now, the reason I kind of sat there was because I really don't want this to be over. Totally kidding. Well, class of 2017, this is it. The moment we've all been chasing since we first walked into kindergarten, and some of us preschool. Many of us have just realized that we're finally graduating, while others have been mentally in this moment since the end of junior year, like myself. Regardless of either situation, we're here, guys and girls. This is it. It's been quite a long ride. About 982,800 minutes if you came to school every day for 13 years. Most, if not all of that time was spent with at least one of you. And that number isn't even close if you include all the extracurriculars that we've done. The thing is, though, not a single minute of any of it would have been possible without the people here today. Our families, our teachers, the staff, administration, and any other person that's helped us along the way all deserve more thanks than we can even offer. For one, putting up with us. And two, giving us the opportunity to receive an education in this district. Also, I think that we need to be thanking each other. Without all of us here, the experience wouldn't have been anywhere near the same quality. Odds are that all of us have contributed to each other's time in Carroll Community Schools at one point or another. Even though some of us haven't been around as long as others, we're all the class of 2017, and today is our day. Now, to set it all in stone, please stand. Is everyone ready? Join me as we move our tassels from the right to the left. Thank you again to everyone, and congratulations to the class of 2017. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you.